early in the week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, they had a car actually coming up Southway, a cop, the curb overturned. Now, there was a woman actually walking down, but lucky enough, she was far enough away. She was about 30 metres away when the car landed on its body. It turned over the body, landed on the footpath. There was nobody injured, thank God, nobody seriously injured. But then yesterday, we had a car going down and something similar. It clipped the island. There was no crash barriers here, and but straight down under the bank and under the fields. Now, if we had the crash barriers, just extend it a bit more, and maybe a sign, which I'll be talking to road service tomorrow about, a sign to ask people to slow down, especially on the bend, because this is where the problem is at. It's on that bend, we might have less problems.
And of course, as the cold weather for the winter approaches, that stretch of road is likely to only get slippier.
That stretch of road, to be honest with you, there's three arterial routes on the Craigan, and that's one of them. And at any time when there's heavy frost, it's normally, if it's not closed, then there's a backup. If one car slips and hits the island, then there's a backup of about 20 or 30 cars. So again, we just need to have a look at this road. It's an important arterial route, as I say, on the Craigan, but at the same time, motorists need to be very, very careful, especially on that bend, and I will be talking to road service. I think if we extend the barriers on down, and at the same time we get signage up, they ask people, you know, the drivers, to slow down, especially at that bend, because you don't know what's around that corner, and that's the problem.